About 30 people gathered at a sandy beach up the Stikeen River, about 15 miles north of Wrangel Island. They held signs saying protect the Yunuk, Taku, and Stikeen, three transboundary rivers that flow from British Columbia to Southeast Alaska. Native women led this event, and their message was clear. Indigenous folks are the original stewards of this land, so they deserve a seat at any regulatory discussion on mining near these rivers. Sue Stevens is a Tlingit woman from the Nanya'ai clan.
That's why I sang and rattled and sang all the way up here, praying and getting help from the ancestors for us to stand up and fight. And we are not going to let the mines claim this river!
Sunday, August 4th, marked exactly 5 years since the Mount Polly mine disaster in British Columbia. The mine's tailing dam breached, sending millions of gallons of mining waste into the Cariboo River and other waters. Operations at the mine halted earlier this year. Owner Imperial Metals cited low copper prices for its shuttering. The five-year anniversary was also the final deadline for Canada's federal government to penalize Imperial Metals under the Fisheries Act. BC's provincial government had earlier declined to prosecute under its own environmental and mining laws. There are fears that Mount Polly-like disasters could devastate Southeast Alaska's ecology, including its salmon fisheries. Tis Peterman is the Wrangel rep for the Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission. She recently met with members of the International Joint Commission, a U.S.-Canadian treaty organization that helps settle transboundary disputes over waterways.
They don't have the legal means to do any regulations or anything, but it's mainly, you know, they can bring the issue to a table. Okay. And we've been asking for that since 2014.
Peterman says this was the group's first meeting with the IJC, and it was productive. She says the meeting lasted 2 hours.
And at times it got pretty passionate, but they were just trying to, you know, they said we're just here to learn.
Peterman says her group wrote to Governor Mike Dunleavy asking for a tribal representative at the bilateral meeting in Ottawa this October.
No answer. So that's the discouraging part.
Peterman says her group is continuing to engage tribal governments across the border and in other Northwest states to tackle the issue collectively. The Southeast Alaska Indigenous Transboundary Commission represents 15 tribes in the region. Reps from the Southeast Alaska Regional Health Consortium and the Southeast Alaska Environmental Council were also at the rally. In Wrangel, I'm June Loeffler.